You know, when you hear the music, I'm connect the dots. Is Tom Edison. Hey, it's time to connect the dots. Hey, you dancing out there? I dance when that music comes on myself. It's danceable music. You know, the great dance clubs, they're gone. That was back in the 20th century. New York had quite a few of them, but they're gone. And with this COVID nonsense, they probably won't be coming back very soon. Anyhow, hey, it's a COVID world. Not a cold world, but a COVID world. Actually, it's a warm world. There's more love circulating around. But there's not enough. We have to have more love. That's right. That is the message from our galactic brothers and sisters. Project your love. Give your love. Broadcast your love. Put a loving smile on your face. Do something loving for somebody. One good loving gesture creates another, and so on. The way to defeat darkness is with love. That's right. The most powerful force in the universe is love. And it can defeat darkness anytime. So we have to stop playing along with the bad guys out there. You know, they brainwashed to play along with their game, brainwashed us to play along with the game. So we got to give that up. Seriously, we have to create our own destiny. Though they're still out there fighting to hold on the old ways. Will baseball ever be the same? I mean, it's almost a joke. Cardboard fans, empty stadiums with cardboard fans in the seats. They didn't even bother to fill the whole stadium. They only fill a few rows of cardboard cutouts of people so the camera can zoom in. What a joke. Can I say, hey, a lot of things happened in this last week, you know? The end of last weekend was the end of the 51st Woodstock reunion. That's right, they have it every year. And this year, I didn't go this year. I went to last year's one, the 50th one. I had a good time. But this year, I don't know. I don't know what happened, really. It might have turned out to be mask stock. Depends on how many sheeple showed up. Yeah, the sheeple, they all wear their masks. You know, what's crazy is these people, you know, if you're out there walking around or driving around, you see all these people in cars wearing masks. What's wrong with them? Especially in a car, one person in the car and that one person's wearing a mask. What insanity. It shows you how brain dead and brainwashed everybody is. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And by now, everybody, unless you've been living in a cocoon or something in a cave, you should know that masks are unhealthy for the wearer. That's right. You're rebreathing all the germs in your mouth. And you're not getting any fresh air. You're depriving your own body of oxygen, which weakens your system, makes you liable to catch more other things. Yeah. You know, all these fake people out there, the fake doctors like Dr. Fauci and the other fake New World Order puppets like, I call him Devil Gates, yeah, and his vaccines. He wants to vaccine everybody. He wants to kill you with those vaccines. That's what he wants to do. You know, he's in with Agenda 21 and depopulation. It says right on the on his headquarters. He's dedicated to depopulation. You know, who killed the whole, slaughtered a whole bunch of people in Africa with vaccines already. But he wants to do it to the whole world. That's why he's behind this COVID thing. That's why he's, you know, along with fake Fauci, they're all misinforming you to do all kinds of stupid things to weaken your system. And boy, then when they jab that needle with the vaccine, they're going to either sicken you to death or, well, that is the plan, to sicken you to death or kill you on the spot. And that is how it is. And nobody can prove it's otherwise, you know. If you're paying attention to what's going on, you know that all the mainstream media talk about the masks and the figures and the false statistics. They're all lies. They're deceiving you. They're all in on the sham, you know, and they're all talking about hoping for a vaccine. Vaccine for what? To kill you? Vaccines don't cure anything. Just look at the ingredients. Do yourself a favor. Find out the ingredients for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. They're loaded with poisons. You know, that's a medical exemption for everybody. That would be my medical exemption if they tried to force me. I tell them, listen, I have a medical exemption against vaccines, you know? My body has a severe life-threatening reaction when poisons are injected into my bloodstream. That's it. Those are the key words. Life-threatening reaction when poisons are injected into your bloodstream. Well, that's it. Remember to say that when they try to force you to have the vaccine because, you know, if it's life-threatening, you have a legitimate exemption there. But you got to, you know what to say and be firmer with what you're saying and remind any jerk out there, listen, I'm the authority on my body, not some quack doctor or you or the government, etc. I am the authority of my body. You know, you got to defend yourself because they'll cut you down like, mow you down like you're nothing but a blade of grass on a lawn, you know. And that's what they're planning on doing. Well, anyhow, so much for that. You know, most people don't realize August 21st, just a day ago or so, that was the known birth of Jesus on planet Earth. That's right. It's in the universe records. Those records are not kept here on Earth, but in the universal records of our universe, it's logged in that Jesus was born at exactly 12 noon on August 21st in 29 AD. That's right. You won't find that info in the Bible. The reason they celebrate December 25th for his birthday, they had to pick an arbitrary date, and there was other important people in the Middle East there that had birthdays on the 25th. So they wanted to pick a date where they could get more recruits. They could say, hey, our Jesus was born on the same day your hero was, or religious person. I think Zoroaster might have been born on that same day. There's a couple of them, though. Anyhow, the real birthday, hey, I tweeted it out there, happy birthday, Jesus, because I'm aware that that was the day he was really born on, August 21st at noon. Isn't that amazing? Exactly the middle between the a.m. and the p.m. at that exact time at noon. Coincidences like that are created on purpose, so that he would be born in the middle of things. And he was. Well, so much for that. Remember that next year, birthday of Jesus is August 21st. Hey, this is a call and radio show, and the number here is 888-627-6008. That's right. You could dial it 888-627-6008. Same thing. You know, hey, if you got a phone, you can do this. You know what? I follow people on Twitter, Cobra Info 1, at Cobra Info 1. like the number one, COBRAINFO 1, is a good one to follow because he's probably the most informative on what's going on with our galactic brothers and sisters because they are coming they're in our solar system already. They're taking out some of the bad guys, and when the event happens, they've been telling us about the event, and when it happens, they will be landing, right after it happens, they will be landing their ships on our planet. They'll make a global announcement, just like in an old science fiction movie, People of Earth, we're landing tomorrow. That's how it's going to play out. They've told us this already. They've been telling us this for quite some time now. If you're not aware about it, well, get aware, you know. Go on the Internet. Twitter's a good place to find out that information. And or just Google it, you know, GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light, Pleiadians, they know about it too. In case you don't know how to spell it, P-L-E-I-A-D-I-A-N-S, Pleiadians. Yeah, they're out there. They're in movies too. There's a movie out there, Starlight, with Willie Nelson. I think it's 1996, where they, Willie Nelson's talking about the Pleiadians, yeah. Well, they've been, they're always interacting with mankind. They have walk-in people here that are sharing a life with human beings. They have star seeds all about now. They have star seeds on Twitter, too, the Pleiadians. And they're the ones, I believe, that started the new timeline at the beginning of last year. So we have two timelines going now, though I heard the last one has been canceled, but it might still be going. Regardless of that, there's going to be a separation. You need to pay attention to what I'm saying here. I only talk what I know to be true, you know. Hey, if I'm wrong, call me up and prove me wrong, okay? But there's going to be a separation of realities. We got two timelines going now. And after the event, when we get that whoosh of light that hits over the planet and it's going to go through everyone's body and down into the center of Mother Earth. Yes, Earth is a living entity. Sometimes we refer to as Gaia. Also, we know her as Mother Earth because she has a feminine persona, we could say. And it's going to happen, you know. And shortly after the event, the good guys, Galactic Federation of Light, are going to round up the rest of the remaining bad guys and remove them from our planet. Thank God. It'll finally happen. And, of course, as I've said before, this has to happen before 2025. And it might happen sooner. Hopefully it will. Meanwhile, we have things to be concerned about. You know, I've mentioned this over a year now, but the time date hasn't changed. The banks are going to be closed in October. They're going to, the resistance movement that works with the Galactus Federation of Light, they are going to purposely close the banks and take over control of the banks from the bankers themselves. And they have the technology to do that, and there's no way that the bankers are going to be able to stop them. That's why they're so bold about saying this. But it's going to happen. So it's going to happen for a period of 2 to 4 weeks in October. At least 2 weeks it's going to happen. Maybe it'll last for 4 weeks. So everybody needs to be prepared to have some cash on hand because when the banks are closed, your credit cards are not going to work anymore. So you need to have cash on hand for what you might need to buy. And, right, you know, because none of the credit cards will be working, so you have to have cash. And obviously, if the banks are closed, the ATM machines aren't going to be working either. So you got to have enough cash for at least 2 weeks and maybe 4 weeks. So start planning now. And either put the money under your mattress or find some other convenient place, bury it out in the woods or something when no one's looking. You figure that one out for yourself. But you're being forewarned now to be prepared for this and have some extra food on hand, too, because some of the supermarkets might close up, like Whole Foods, who's like doesn't take cash anymore. I guess they'll have to close up. The nerve of a good, what once was a good store, to not take cash anymore. I don't know how the hell they get away with that, because cash is legal tender. Hell, they, you know, they're a conglomerate. They, one of the New World Order boss groups, they can get away with anything. All they have to do is bribe the local politicians and do whatever they want. We know how that's how the game is played. Yeah. In the meantime, hey, we all need to be working on our bodies. That's right. It's our responsibility. You have a physical body. It's your responsibility to work on your body. There's all kinds of good things you can be doing. Again, just go on the internet, go on Twitter, and there's countless, literally countless, well, certainly dozens of videos about listening to the good frequencies, focusing your thoughts. You start looking for them. You know, there's great frequencies that are, music is being played for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, like 528 hertz, you know, 432 hertz. There's all these good frequencies out there that are the frequencies that are in tune with the universe. You can listen to them. You can take command of your life. You know, you have you know, your mind, your thoughts go out there to the universe. When you speak something, the universe is listening to you. So be careful how you choose your words. And you have the authority. You've been lied to. You already have the authority to speak to the universe and expect some results. You know, call for the violet flame. You know, it's not a hot flame. It's a cool, invigorating, helpful flame to help your body rejuvenate. Call for the violet flame. Go Google it, and you'll begin to find out about it. You know, the internet does have some good aspects. And start talking to your DNA. That's right. No, this isn't somebody talking crazy here. I'm talking real science. This is the truth that has been kept to you. You can talk to your DNA, and it will listen. Just speak it out loud. You know, those of us that have mastered telepathy, we can just think it. But most of us don't even realize we have natural telepathic abilities. Or we've been brainwashed to doubt, and our doubt will prevent it, things from working. But believe it. You know, as you believe it, so it is. You can talk to your DNA. Ask your dormant DNA to rejuvenate itself, to come online. You know, we all have 12-strand DNA, but we're only using 2-strand DNA. That's why they always say only 5% of the brain is working, because the other 10 DNA have been purposely shut off by the bad guys. It was done a long, long time ago, hundreds of thousands of years ago. And that isolates us, quarantines us from the rest of the universe, because we don't have access to all the open channels to the beautiful universe that we exist in, because our switches aren't turned on. You know, it's like we're sitting in a Rolls Royce car, but we you know, and just listening to the radio, because we haven't figured out if we turn the key another notch, we'll click the starter and the car will start up, and then wow, it'll be much more fantastic than just listening to the radio. And think of it like that. At the same time, our Pleiadian friends, our brothers and sisters, our galactic brothers and sisters, they're working on us when we sleep to try to activate our DNA, helping us along. But you can help yourself faster activate your DNA by talking to it. Maybe you need to stand in front of the mirror and talk. Listen, DNA, activate now. I'm talking to you, your dormant DNA. I want you to activate. You have to do things like this. Again, take command of your life. Turn off the boob tube and stop listening to the fear-mongers and the misinformation people, you know? I mean, all the mainstream media, they're all lying to you about this COVID thing. It's not a pandemic, certainly not by definition. You know, when 99.9% of the people recover, it's nothing, you know? It's close to nothing. People die every day of all different kinds of things. They're trying to hype the numbers up, and the numbers are lies, you know? And once you find out, the CDC even admits, and not that we should trust them, but the CDC even admits that when they're testing for COVID, that they're just testing for antibodies, basic antibodies, and which includes the same antibodies that your system uses to fight a cold. So most of those positive tests could be people that have just caught a cold, and that's why they have antibodies in it. But the government and the lying doctors are trying to tell you, you have to go into quarantine because we found antibodies in your blood. I mean, I'm telling everybody some good advice. Don't go for the damn test, because if anything, it's going to disenfranchise you. It's going to make your life difficult, because if they find any antibodies in your bloodstream, they're going to tell you you have COVID, whether you do or not, you know? And that messes your life up for 2 weeks or whatever. This is insane what's going on, and we the people have to stand together and fight back. This is war. War has been declared against humanity by the crazy, greedy doctors and the psychopaths like Gates and his devil woman. Yeah, you ever see a picture of her? You know, I like to bring this up because we should take notice. You know, she wears a crucifix upside down. Nobody in their right mind does that unless they're a satanic worshiper. Well, it's on video. Go check it out yourself. And let me tell you that, you know, there's two kinds of law. I mentioned a little about this the other day. People in America, you don't realize there's two kinds of law. There's a common law and there's an admiralty law, you know? And I believe it's the common law that if no one has been harmed, then no crime was committed. And that's the standard we should have in every situation. Meanwhile, everybody's getting victimized, especially with the drug laws and the driving laws and stuff like that, you know. Unbelievable. Just about all the states have the open container law. So if you're riding around in your car and you have an open container of beer, whether you drink it in the car or not, in fact, one can of beer isn't going to make anybody over the limit. So, but if you have one can of open beer in your car, you're guilty of DUI. Is that crazy? And again, no one was harmed, you know? You're the one who's being harmed because the police are using technicalities to victimize you to make themselves look good. This is bullshit. In fact, what are we paying police for? You know, they shouldn't be doing anything except protecting us. They shouldn't be out there running speed traps and hassling motorists and victimizing us to fill their quotas. And don't tell me, every police department has quotas. The ones that tell you they don't, they're friggin' lying, please. Yeah, right. 1 out of 100 doesn't have quotas. All the rest do. You know, they pretend they don't. Man, come on, give me a break. You know, let's talk a real conversation here. Well, let me tell you what else you can do for yourself. You can do the soul invocation. I've read this before, but I'm going to read it again because it's worth reading. You know, whether you stand in front of the mirror or you go in a room and turn the lights off and unless you're a master of your telepathy and thinking, and you know that your thoughts will be heard just as good as your voice, you should be speaking it out loud. And like I said, you might want to go and stand in front of the mirror and talk to yourself and say, I am the soul. I am divine light. I am divine love. I am divine will. I am divine design. Divine by design. That's the soul invocation. You know, say it once, say it twice, say it three times, because three is a magical number. And do that every day. You know, you'll build some confidence in yourself. And then maybe you want to switch over to talking to your DNA. You know, remind you, you know, tell your DNA, wake up. I want you to be awake in my body. I want all my DNA to be awake inside my body. You know, you can make it personal. Hello, DNA. How are you doing today? Anyhow, you got to do these things for yourself. Stop, you know, thinking somebody is going to do it all for you. It's your responsibility. It's your body, you know. But at the same time, remember, when you go to sleep, our galactic brothers and sisters are working on our bodies, helping us raise our vibrations. That's right. You know, you've heard the talk about the 3D, that's physical reality. You know, physical reality is the first, second, and third dimensions, otherwise known as 3D. Where, you know, we've spent our whole lives living in 3D. Well, we have the new timeline now for Mother Earth, which is a 5D timeline. They decided to skip the 4D for reasons I know. You should find out for yourself why they bothered to skip the 4D timeline. Anyhow, dimensions. Dimensions are, you know, when you go up on numbers on dimensions, it has to do with the frequency parameters rise. That's why it's called the higher dimensions. Like the fifth dimension or zone of reality, or domain, whatever you want to call it, it's a zone that has parameters of vibrations. So to go from the third dimension, basic physical reality here, to the fifth dimension, we have to raise our vibrations to be able to see and exist in those dimensions and interact in those dimensions. And while we're sleeping, our galactic brothers and sisters are doing whatever they can to help raise our vibrations. And then the great central sun of the universe is sending light to us, you know, to increase the vibrations of the Earth. And the Earth's vibrations are increasing, which is helping to increase our vibrations. And you want to do as many things as possible to increase your vibrations, because that will bring you closer to the fifth dimension. You know, all the dimensions can exist, or at least nine of them can exist in the same space, you know. It's not essentially anywhere else, except you're just like, it's like a TV set. You know, you got the channel tuner, like the old-fashioned ones, only had channels 2 to 13, and you'd click them, and you'd click onto a different setting, and you'd get a different picture. When you turned the TV on, you didn't get them all at once. You want channel 5, let's say the fifth dimension, you'd turn it to 5, and then once you're tuned into that frequency range, like Tesla said, everything is frequency, you know, once you're tuned into that frequency range, then you can see the picture, and then in reality, you can interact with what's there. And your body can be there, too, if your body is vibrating fast enough. But that's basically how it is. You don't have to move anywhere when you turn around the old-fashioned TVs, channels 2 to 13, when you click that dial around, you know, you weren't going anywhere else. TV wasn't going anywhere else. It was in the same space. Just like, and that's exactly how it is. Fifth dimension isn't somewhere out there beyond the galaxy. It's right here on Earth already, you know? In fact, from what, my understanding, from what information I come across, nine dimensions can be accessed from the same space here on Earth. But they're just bringing us up gradually to the fifth dimension. That's going to be a big step for a lot of people. But so it's important to keep in your mind you want to raise your vibration. And you want to avoid doing things that lower your vibration. And boy, has the dark side, the New World Order, put a lot of bad obstacles in our way to lower our vibrations. Yeah, let me just name a few here, okay? Well, the mask, we'll start and go backwards. We'll start with the mask. Well, the mask lowers your vibration. That's why they want everyone to wear a mask, because they don't want you evolved. They know that the Earth is raising its vibrations. They know that our vibrations are being raised by our galactic brothers and sisters when we sleep, and they don't like that, because when we raise our vibrations high enough, they won't be able to even communicate to us anymore, because they're not planning to go to the fifth dimension. They want to stay in their third dimension, their, you know, warmongering. They want to control, and it's a third dimension control environment that they've had going for thousands and thousands of years. That's right. So they keep inventing things to lower our vibrations. But they've been doing this for a long time. You haven't been catching on. The mask is the latest thing. So rip off that mask. I know they're forcing us to put them on when we go in the to buy food in the stores. Some of the states have done that crap. You know, you know, it's wrong. It's wrong. And, of course, you can avoid that. You can have your groceries delivered, or you can pick them up outside. You can order them on the phone or whatever. But, you know, even those of us that have been doing that, you might be stuck going to the store where they still have these mask enforcement bullshit going on, especially when they close the banks in October. And they're going to do it for at least 2 weeks. You might need to go to the store to get some groceries, and you're not going to be able to do the pickup order because you can't use your credit card. So anyhow, that's one of the worst things they're doing now. They're depleting your oxygen supply, and that's lowering your vibration. But let me tell you what else kind of little tricky things they've been doing over the years. The seat belt in your car. You know, they started out, they put them in there back in the 60s. But then they started forcing people with seat belt laws, I don't know, for the last 30 years or who knows how long. It's been too long. Everybody forgot when they started forcing people to wear your seatbelt. Because when you have that seatbelt on, it puts pressure on your chest. Again, lowers your oxygen supply, prevents you from breathing deeply, which lowers your vibration. And then we got the bullshit with the speed limits, which is bullshit, really, you know? People need to drive sensibly. You know, and don't tell me about children playing in the street. Don't let your kids play in the street then, or tell them to be careful. You know, hey, listen, I played in the street when I was a kid, and none of us got hit by cars. We all played in the street, you know? Only people that are not paying attention playing in the street get hit by cars. So, you know, that's a bag of crap, you know? And if you're worried about your kids, don't let them play in the streets. You're worried about them getting hit by a car, you know? But the speed limits are artificially low, which suppresses people from having fun, which lowers your vibration. And the thing on the highways, listen, let's talk a real conversation here. When I have an opportunity to go 80 miles an hour or somewhere between 80 and 90, it feels better, and I do it. If I know that I'm not going to get hassled by by the police looking to victimize people. Yet we don't have speed limits. All the speed limits are below that. Maybe there's one or two states in the country that have a speed limit of 90 miles an hour on highways. But you can go 80 safely, 80 to 90. When you get, I know from experience, you start going over 90, you have to worry about stopping fast. But between 80 and 90, it's safe to drive. Ask somebody who drives that speed; they'll tell you that. And so forcing people to go slower, again, it's preventing you from living. You know, when you're driving 89 miles an hour, you're 80 to 90 miles an hour, or 80 to 85 is a good zone to be driving in. You feel exhilarated. It's raising your vibration. It's good for you. And anybody who tries to say it's not, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. By the way, just to back up what I'm saying, you might have heard, if you're in the United States, we have the AAA, Automobile Association of America. Every time they put surveys out and ask people about what speed they want to drive at, the answer always comes back the same. People drive at the speed they feel comfortable at. So therefore, there should be no speed limits. There should be those signs, like when you come to the curb, to give you a warning, like this is, you might not want to go over the speed when you're doing the curve. And of course, it applies different to different vehicles. Trucks have to slow down a little more on a curve than cars. If you know your vehicle, you know how fast you can do on that thing. But it shouldn't be a speed limit. I mean, so these are just little things that they've been doing to keep you from elevating your vibrations. Seatbelt is a very bad thing, you know. Again, it's worth not wearing the seatbelt. Just keep your eyes open for cops, because they love to give out beat tickets like that, you know. And there shouldn't be laws like that. Find out who we need to find out who these congressmen that made these ridiculous suppressive laws, and we need to see that they never work in this town again. And make them in some way pay for how they've ruined our lives and made people's lives miserable. You know? Hey, talk about politicians. Oh, my God. The Democrat convention within the last week. Oh, my God. What a farce. You know? And as usual, typical politicians, they have no solutions whatsoever. Their big grandstand parade and the party line song is, oh, we can't allow Trump to have another 4 years, you know? Meanwhile, they're offering you nothing, absolutely nothing. All the whole party line is about, well, you know, Trump is bad. You don't want to let Trump be elected again. If you vote for any of those Democrats, you're out of your friggin' mind. They're all a bunch of losers. They've got nothing when they, you know, going for them, and they never will. Because they're all about bribe-taking money. They all want to be puppets for the New World Order, because that's where the bribe money is. They all want to push the mask thing, and I've already explained to you. So they want to keep you back from increasing your frequency, which means they are your enemy. You know, this forcing of the mask is like enough. It's sickening. You know, they're literally making you sick, and that's their whole convention. You know, they all want to talk about the vaccine. So they're in. They're on board with the New World Order. You know, the New World Order wants to push vaccines because they plan to kill a lot of people with them. In fact, that's one of their big agendas. It's Agenda 21. Who else is in with that? The UN is in with Agenda 21, WHO, World Health Organization. Yeah, they're all part of the New World Order. They're either puppets or they're big-time players. And it's all about getting rid of people, they don't feel they need, you know? And let me tell you how crazy it's gone. Talk about the world going crazy. Have you heard the latest thing in New Zealand? What's going on? Oh, my God, that woman who runs the country there, she is a New World Order puppet supreme. I mean, she has started, she has turned what used to be a democratic country, New Zealand now, right, into a totalitarian dictatorship. That's right. They've set up quarantine camps for anybody even suspected of having COVID. And this was because on one day they had four deaths. So this whack-out woman makes this law. I don't know. She's a dictator already. She can just make a law like that and nobody stands up against her. And here's how the law plays out. Now that they have set up quarantine camps for COVID people, the government, the authorities, the police, whatever, whoever is given the orders, they can go to anybody's house they want. And if they even suspect you have COVID symptoms or have or test positive, they can drag you out of your house and take you off to the quarantine camp, and you'll stay there until they tell you you can leave. Well, if that isn't a totalitarian dictatorship, I don't know what the hell is. New Zealand, yeah. Go look it up. You know, they have gone berserk over there. I don't know what else to say except it's beyond. It's so crazy. It's insane. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. Well, I just had to get that off my chest. What else is floating around on the Internet? Oh, my God. They're showing pictures of what school looks now like for the little kiddies. Oh, my God. It's like everybody shows up, like, you ever see that movie, Boy in the Bubble? Well, they're just about there now. They're on their way to there. They got this one picture of people, children. The desks are all 3 feet apart or 4 feet apart or something. And they all got, their whole desk is three sides covered with a plastic shield, and they all sitting there with their face masks on, too. And that's how class gets taught. Oh, my God. And then there's other ones where they're all, they got the, all the desks, they got the markers on the floor, and the desks are all 6 feet apart, and they're all wearing masks. And this is freaking insane, you know? These children are going to be traumatized by this. I mean, if parents want to send their kids to school, they got to suit them up like they're going to the moon. That'll be next, you know. You got to wear a full space suit while going to, if your child is going to school, they have to wear a full space suit with a 2-hour oxygen supply. That way, he'll be safe. Teacher has to wear one, too. Who'll pay for all those spacesuits? Taxpayers, of course, you know. Well, that's how crazy it has gotten. But it's going to get worse still. Believe me, they haven't, these crazy people, they're going to take this to the limit. And what else did I witness on the Internet? Oh, yeah. In some town somewhere, waitresses serving food, they have to, they don't have to just wear a mask. They have to wear one of those dog cones, you know, you put around your dog so he can't turn around and bite himself to itch the fleas or something. I don't know. You ever see those dogs? They got the cone around their head. Well, this way... this restaurant, the waitresses have to wear this cone, dog cone, around their head, so it pushes all their breathable air up over their head, you know. I guess they have to bend over to look at you to catch your water or something like that, and then when they're walking around, they're... They got this cone around their neck that pushes all the air up. And what else? Oh, yeah, some other place, you know, where they were allowing people to wear those face shields, you know, instead of a mask. Well, no, not no more. Now you got to, if you're wearing a face shield, you got to wear a mask under the face shield, too. I'm telling you, expect more craziness down the road. And it's sad, it's pathetic, and it's inhumane what is happening. And there has to be a revolt at this point. You know, somebody got on the there was a video on Twitter, and the guy's talking at the local city council at a microphone at the far end of the auditorium. He's talking to people on the stage, apparently had masks on, and he starts telling them, you know, you people with the masks on, you know, I'm a business owner, with your lockdowns and not letting us open up, you're destroying our lives. We put up with this bullshit long enough. You know, I'm not alone with this. There's a million of us out there. And we're not going to take this too much longer. We're going to open up our businesses whether you like it or not. If the police are with us or not, we're going to do it. Because there's a million of us now, and we're ready to take action and open up our businesses, whether you make it the law or not. You know, I'm not a violent guy, he said. But, you know, my family is starving. My business is being destroyed. And you're sitting there with your masks on, and you've made these ridiculous laws. You need to, relinquish all these lockdowns and let us live our lives and without the masks, and let the cards fall where they cards or whatever, you know. And he said, you know, this is not a threat, this is a promise. Our patience has run out, and we are going to take control of the situation, whether you change the laws or not. So I'm asking you, end the lockdowns now before things get nasty. And this is where we're at now. And this is just one county in California, but I predict, and we should consider it, happening all around America, because these stupid-ass bribe-taking politicians have ruined our lives. They've destroyed society, destroyed the global economy, destroyed the mom-and-pop businesses, destroyed childhood for children, you know, destroyed the school system. It'll never be the same. And that's all they've done. They've accomplished destruction, 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 and none of this was needed. They listened to the lying doctors and the propaganda scientists, and they listened to the bribe money, and they listened to the power people, and they did everything that they shouldn't have done, because they're supposed to be serving the public, not the elite and the world takeover people. And they've done everything wrong. All the politicians have. You know, the governors, they should go to hell, as far as I'm concerned. You know, in fact, they bought their tickets. They just don't realize it. And all the other people that have jumped on the bandwagon with the mask bullshit and the lockdowns, you know, this is insane. This is the destruction of humanity. And everybody that's playing along with this and thinking it's okay, it's not okay. You know? And you're pushing it to the point of revolution. And if that's what it's going to take to change this, so be it. You know? But something has to be done and things have to be changed. This cannot go on like this. You know, we've all played along with this too long, and now it has to end. And if government isn't going to end it by rescinding the lockdown laws that don't make any sense, everything they've lied to us about has been disproved, factually disproved. So why don't they just admit they made a fucking mistake and rescind the laws and let life go on? It'll work itself out. And none of these fake doctors calling for lockdowns and shit, they haven't helped the public one bit with giving us real information about real health care. In fact, the American Medical Association doesn't know anything about real health care. They're 35 modalities of healing, and all they want to push down everybody's throat is pharmaceutical medicine, which is not really medicine at all. It's concoctions designed to make money and make you sick so they can sell you some more concoctions. And that's the bottom truth, and nobody else can prove otherwise. So we've uncovered all the lies. We have the facts to prove that you, the government, don't know what the hell you're doing. The best thing anybody in government now is just resign, you know? People will take your job, and do it for nothing, you know? Because there's enough intelligent people out here that are willing to do your job for nothing, because we're sick of you getting paid money to ruin our lives. All your decisions have been wrong since this thing started. Do you understand that? Every one of your decisions have been wrong. And we need to start talking about this daily. And we the people need to take control of the narrative. And we need to stop listening to everybody on mainstream media, because they're all reading from the same script. And they're all misguiding us, and they all don't have the facts right, and they all don't know what the hell they're talking about, you know? And this has to be said. That's why I'm saying it tonight. And you ought to tell your friends, hey, you know, next week download this show when it's out there, a podcast from BBS Radio, and let them listen to what they need to hear, you know? Because we have to change this. We, the people, have to change this. And like that guy in California, there's millions of us now. And our patience has run out. And we're going to open and these lockdowns, whether you like it or not, whether the police are with us or not. And that's the way it's going to play out. And what can I say? I think I said it. So we all got a lot of work to do on ourselves, and we all need to be joining in groups to organize to end this lockdown, because government is not going to do it for us. They are hopeless, bribe-taking losers. They're stupid, they're ignorant, they're insane, and they are not going to help us. And I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for them to rescind this the lockdown laws legally, and you shouldn't either. Because every day we allow this to go on the way it's going, we're allowing society to die. We're human beings. We're not order-following robots. You know? And I can't wait till the event happens. When the event happens finally, and the rest of our galactic brothers and sisters come down and remove all the scum that are ruining our world, people like Soros, Gates, Wassey, the list goes on and on and on and on and on, Pelosi and all the rest of the Democrats. Yep. And that's it. It's time to clean house. It's time for us good people, us good guys, have to stick together. Well, to change the subject, listen, I just like to remind everybody, if you want to get a breath of fresh air and kind of get a reminder of how much fun life used to be, go watch my 29-minute rock and roll documentary on YouTube, Subway Fantasy. Fantasy spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy by me, by Tom Edison. That is my real name, Tom Edison. If you want to find out what a real leader looks like, hey, I'm running for president as a write-in candidate. Everybody who's sick of phony politicians ought to get in touch with me and support me. You know, I have a legal right to write. I don't have to have any, as a writing candidate, you have a legal right to vote for me in any state. I don't even have to waste my time to set up anything. And that's all a poor person like me can do. But check it out, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Again, check it out. I'm talking the truth, and you'll hear things spoken like a real leader. And plus, I've got solutions on there. And one of the main solutions is, you know, the solution to the coronavirus is vibrational. That's it. Simple thing like a tuning fork could cure everybody. Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you go to my website and get a glimpse? I posted it right there, you know? I applied for my grant money, but, you know, I'll probably never get it because, you know, they don't give grant money out to poor people. I'm a poor piece. I'm a knowledgeable person, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that one because all the grant money is being sucked up by the vaccine fanatics, you know. It wouldn't take that much money to a couple of weeks. The whole thing would be worked out. But that's the solution. And I post it right there on my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. The solution to coronavirus is the vibrational solution. It's really that simple. And,
good morning to Tony Daniels.
Yeah. So, that's it. Go watch that YouTube Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Go to YouTube.com, click on the music button, key in the word Subway Fantasy, make sure you spell it right, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, and if it still don't come up, write by Tom Edison, and then it will definitely come up. It's only 29 minutes long. It's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put together, and it will remind you about the fun that life used to be. Because this has been going on so long, we're kind of forgetting what real fun is. And there may never be indoor clubs like pictured in my documentary either. Anyhow, hey, and what can I tell you? You'll enjoy yourself. Hey, it's free. What do you want for nothing? Well, we're coming down to the end of the show. And you know, I just want to mention, you know, a lot of people on Twitter and sometimes on this show, we make jokes because jokes are sometimes can be used to wake people up. When you point out how ridiculous they're being in a joke, they might feel ashamed or feel embarrassed, and it'll cause them to think and maybe change their ways. Hey, you know, I might engage in one of those things after the show tonight. You never know. We played around with it a little last week, but this week, too, who knows? Tune in, like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes after the show. I might be telling jokes to try to enlighten some people because it is a way to enlighten people. Hey, and I'm pretty good at making fun of people. I was a professional class clown. Okay, this is the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear some of my original music, and it'll be over until next Saturday. This is your host, Tom Edison, saying, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world.